USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is planning to send many of the thousands of illegal Haitian immigrants who gathered in a Texas border town back to their homeland. After a huge influx of Haitians crossed the border from Mexico and set up camp around a bridge in Del Rio, officials decided they had to act. Many immigrants have been there for at least a week. According to DHS, it's ramping up deportation flights to Haiti. Meanwhile, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed legislation focusing nearly $2 billion to secure the state's borders.
These funds are needed because the Biden administration's open border policies have opened the floodgates.
Haiti is still reeling after the assassination of their president in July and a 7.2 magnitude earthquake that killed over 2,000 Haitians last month. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of son of a death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. His son of a death syndrome, crib death, was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.